Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning chapel. Just an announcement. The seminary students have been so kind on the first Monday night to hold these compline services, but I was informed over the weekend that they will not be having it tonight, so please just make note of that. So disregard the announcement at the bottom of the page. We begin our worship today with the singing of our opening I invite you to hear the words of the standard gospel reading for the second week of Lent. It is taken from Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. They took this young man and placed him into a defective boat. They made sure there were holes in the boat. They stuck him down in the bottom hull of this boat. And then they took it out into the deep water and flipped it over, hoping it would sink. If you were to suddenly walk into a training session for people who are studying to be Coast Guard rescuers, you might be a little appalled at how they treat some of these trainees. It's pretty harsh and severe treatment at times. And yet the purpose of it, of course, is to get them ready to hopefully be used to rescue people. But there are times when the trainers will actually, as a swimmer is resurfacing, will stuff their heads back underwater, will sometimes jump down into the water on top of them and hold on to them, just the way a victim might someday that they need to rescue. And the purpose of this intense training, even though it appears to be nasty and harsh, it appears to be trying to harm the person being trained, yet the real purpose of it is to help them, to benefit them, to save them, their own lives as well as others someday. In the text before us, this Canaanite woman who is from the region of Tyre and Sidon, we are told, which was a rather pagan area, she was not from the house of Israel, not of the Jewish descent, and she now has this interesting encounter with our Lord Jesus, and it seems to be very surprising how Jesus treats her. It's certainly not what we would expect. Kind of unusual for him, a little bit harsh. He seems to be nasty toward her, speaking down toward her. Some have even suggested he sounds like a racist here. How God may choose to deal with us at times in our lives may seem to contradict what we know about him in other places in the Bible and how he wants us to think of him. How he deals with us and treats us sometimes, even in our spiritual lives, can sometimes seem to go against what he normally would tell us about himself. One commentator said, he may treat believers as if he were their enemy instead of their friend. But God knows just how far he can push his faithful. He's the one that creates faith, remember, by the work of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that creates that thing inside of us that recognizes our sin and causes us to despair of ourselves and to put our hope and our trust into what our Lord Jesus did for us on the cross, trusting in his grace and hoping by him then to get to heaven, to put our hope and trust in him. That whole faith that's inside of you by God's grace is totally by his doing. The fact that it's still alive inside of you is totally by his doing. He not only creates faith, but he's the one who sustains this faith in us. And he knows just how far it can be taken. He knows in each one of us here today just where our line of limit is. Our Lord said to the Laodiceans in the book of Revelation, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline." Just like those Coast Guard trainers, when they're working on these young men to teach them how to be rescuers, what appears to be so harsh and what appears to be nastiness hidden inside of that is actually a deep concern for these individuals. And so it is with our Lord Jesus in the text before us. What appears to be harsh treatment toward this woman is actually hiding his love and his concern for her and a discipline for her in her faith. And it may be that way for you sometimes in your life too. Hidden inside of what sometimes may appear to be God's indifference toward us, his lack of care, his lack of concern for us, the fact that our lives don't always turn out the way we wanted, the fact that our dreams don't always get to come true, but hidden inside of what seems to be God turning his back on us can be his deepest love and his deepest discipline for us in our faith, for our benefit. And so just like with this woman, the believer is willing to be humbled and even mistreated by God for the sake of holding on to his grace. Jesus doesn't technically call this woman a dog, but boy, it sure sounds like it, doesn't it, in that text? But this woman grabs that term and puts it on herself and says, "Go ahead, call me a dog. I'll take it. I'll be a dog. As long as you let me be in the house, down at the table, getting the crumbs of your grace that fall to the floor." Martin Luther said a great line about this text. He says, "This woman won't even let Jesus talk her out of having faith in him." That's a great line. This is one of those little conversations that takes place in Scripture that God the Holy Spirit could have easily kind of left out, but he chose to include it. Probably just took a minute or so to happen, but he chose to include it for us, for our edification and for our benefit. And the early Christians decided that this little conversation was so important that it would be used every year on the second Sunday in Lent so that they could hear this beautiful disciplining of faith that Jesus gives to this woman. God doesn't tell you and me to go and analyze our situation in life and how things are going for us to determine what he thinks of us. Instead, he sends us to his word and to his sacraments, where Christ is to be found. He sends us to his firm and loving promises that never change, when he says, "Whosoever comes to me, I will never cast out. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. In my Father's house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you." And so, even in the deepest, darkest moments of your life, and the darkest moments of your despair, his faithful, God says, will still hunt for his grace and find his love. Those Coast Guard trainees, when they finally go out on their missions, and I bet some of them have been involved in some pretty difficult rescues, and they suddenly have people jump onto them on boats, off of boats to get rescued, and are clinging to them and flailing their arms and all of that, I bet many of them look back on the training they received and realize that that harsh treatment they received was actually for their good and their benefit. Someday in heaven, we're going to see the same of God's loving discipline toward us as well. Amen. Please rise. This morning we have a prayer request for all of those who are struggling with cancer, and we know that this disease has touched the lives of so many people and so many of our families. And we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for providing us with the blessings of modern medicine, and particularly today, the many advances we have seen in the diagnosis and treatment of this dreadful disease. Be with all of our loved ones who are undergoing such treatment. Especially today, we ask that your hand of blessing would rest upon Linda Logie of our campus as she recovers from her recent surgery. Give us hearts of faith to see the brevity of this short life, that by your grace we may be prepared to enter the glorious home of your saints in the mansions above. We ask it all in Christ's saving name. Amen.